Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 18th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right this very second. Yeah, well, at least in about 5 minutes. Well, that whole Apple Car thing, forget about that. According to Bloomberg, Apple has pretty much scaled back its plans to build a car. They're just going to focus on the brain. Yeah, that's right. It's all going to be software now. Now, let it be said, there really was probably plans in motion to actually build a freaking car. But according to all sources, at least over at Bloomberg, they've really scaled back on that, and they just want to focus on the software portion. Basically, just building the technology to make other cars autonomous through an underlying self-driving platform. I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. Apple doesn't do that kind of stuff. Oh, yes. That's very true. However, though, I still can't envision a car running down the road with a big old Apple on the hood. Hey, speaking of Apple, did you get 10.0.3 for your iPhones? Well, you better go do it. That is at least if you're an iPhone 7 or 7 Plus. Why is this update important? Well, it has to do with a lot of people saying, I can't use my phone. As in what a phone was originally intended for, making a phone call. According to the change log for 10.0.3, it fixes bugs, including that issue where some users could actually lose their cellular connectivity. Granted, most of this affected people in the U.S. on the Verizon network, but there has been isolated reports in other parts of the world as well. So anyway, waiting for. If you want to receive a phone call, it's best you go upgrade. If you don't care about people calling you, in fact, you don't want anybody calling you, just stay where you're at. You'll be fine. Well, we were all super excited today. Tesla was supposed to be unveiling some new little product or gimmick or who knows. But now we're going to have to wait a couple of more days. According to the CEO over there at Tesla, he says that consumers and investors need to wait a couple of more days, that is until Wednesday, for us to unveil this new product. Now, nobody has any idea what the heck is going on over there at Tesla. What the heck are they unveiling? Some things are pointed between Tesla and Solar City. Maybe it's a solar car. We don't really know. What we do know is our anticipation is going to have to last another 48 hours. All I can say is it better not be a battery. That would be a big freaking disappointment. Finally, you didn't think we could leave this out today. Probably the biggest news of the day so far. And this goes out to all of our UK listeners. Yes, the dear old government's been spying on its UK citizens for the past 17 years. At least that's what the UK's Investigatory Powers Tribunal has said. Now, you might remember this all goes back to Edward Snowden. He's the one that actually revealed this secret bulk collection program that allowed the country's surveillance agency, the GCHQ, to tap internet cables, build databases, you know, pretty much anything they wanted to know about you, they could just find out. Not only that, that bulk collection included a year's worth of location records and call data from every cell phone in Britain. Now, of course, there is some good news about this. The GCHQ's bulk collection program had to be changed to include more disclosure on the underlying policies that it had in place. Basically meaning they needed to have a good cause to spy on you. Bad news is, yeah, they're probably still spying on us. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, britishtechnetwork.com. The destination, of course, you know that by now. For all the great BTN content, get your behind over there. Check it all out and get subscribed to our podcast, too, while you're there. Or subscribe on iTunes as well. You can like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, if you dare, on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be returning with your Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, if you're walking down the streets of London today, you're thinking, is somebody watching me? Yeah, they probably are. Anyways, have a good Tuesday. Thank you very much for listening.